This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Jeremy Miller here, your host of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast is all about helping you make things happen. But on this episode, we're going to focus a little bit more on having some fun and giving you some tips on how to save money and have fun in Las Vegas. Before we get into that, just a little bit about what's going on with me. Last weekend was our last weekend of baseball tournaments. Baseball is winding down for the summer here. It was mostly a divide and conquer summer of baseball, with Janelle going in one direction with Drew and me in another direction as I helped coach Luke and Tom's team. We did just find out that Drew's team has one more makeup tournament. There was a rain cancellation earlier this season, and they're going to make that up. So I will say that our baseball tournaments are mostly done for the summer, and it is a little bittersweet. We had a great summer. Really, really enjoy watching the boys and in my case, coaching the boys, but very much looking forward to an upcoming 2 or 3 week break before football season kicks off. And I'm hoping to get a little fishing in with the boys over the next few weeks. Janelle, the boys, and I went to Monday Night Raw this past Monday in St. Paul, and it was awesome. Janelle, not a huge wrestling fan, but she wanted to see what the experience was all about, and even she'll tell you that she had a good time with the boys and I. I've been working with a local events group and WWE to bring a major WWE premium live event here to Minnesota, and we are so excited to be hosting SummerSlam in 2026 at US Bank Stadium. What I believe, and so far what will be the first two-night SummerSlam event in WWE history. We'll see if that holds up. We're not quite sure what they're going to do next year yet for SummerSlam, but SummerSlam 2026, two-night live event, US Bank Stadium, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's gonna be awesome. I cannot wait. And of course, the 2024 Summer Olympic Games have started. I absolutely love the Olympic Games, especially the Summer Olympics, and Team USA is off to another strong start. Just yesterday, Simone Biles, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. She is so fun to watch. Just yesterday, she won the all-around gold medal in women's gymnastics. And, of course, St. Paul, Minnesota's very own Suni Lee won the all-around bronze. This is after Team USA won the gold medal in team competition. The men's gymnastics team won the bronze medal. That was so cool. Katie Ledecky is continuing to make history in the pool. She is so fun to watch. And Lakeville, Minnesota native Reagan Smith won the silver medal in the women's 200 meter butterfly final. So proud of all the Olympians, all of Team USA. It is so fun to cheer them on. The only frustrating part is with the Olympics being in Paris, sometimes I'll get an alert during the day with what actually happened, so it kind of ruins the surprise at night when we're watching it. But all in all, Summer Olympic Games, awesome. Team USA off to a fantastic start. And to Suni Lee and Reagan Smith and all the other Minnesotans competing in the Summer Olympics, I think it's safe to say that the people of Minnesota are so proud of your accomplishments. Congratulations and best wishes for continued success to Suni, Reagan, and the rest of Team USA. And what better topic to talk about after the Olympics than a little trip with my beautiful wife to celebrate her 40th birthday. A few weeks ago, Janelle and I and some friends went to Las Vegas, Nevada to celebrate Janelle's 40th birthday, and it was so much fun. I was out there in March, I think it was, for the Scrap Recycling Convention, and I saw some advertisements for Garth Brooks Plus One Live. Janelle and I are huge, huge country music fans, huge Garth Brooks fans. We don't go to many concerts. I'm not a big concert guy, and we've never seen Garth Brooks in concert, but it was something that was definitely on our bucket list, and knowing that he was playing in Las Vegas, I pitched the idea to Janelle, and she was all in. And I tell you what, we had an absolute blast in Las Vegas for her 40th birthday, and we're going to get more into that in this episode, in addition to providing some tips on how you can save some money in Las Vegas. When I was out there in March, I had the opportunity to meet the CEO of the Venetian in Las Vegas. He's actually a Minnesota guy, a younger guy, my age or close to my age, and I was super impressed with his management style. And not only that, but the Venetian was hopping. It was the place to be when I was out there in March. I didn't stay there. Our scrap recycling convention was over at Mandalay Bay, so I stayed at Luxor. Of course, cheaper rates at Luxor, and I just walked over. But the Venetian was absolutely hopping, much more so than any other place that I saw when I was out there in March. Another interesting fact about the Venetian is it is the largest resort in North America, and I believe Patrick told us that it's the second largest in the world. So that's pretty neat. And when we were talking about going to Vegas for Janelle's 40th birthday, that was the place that we wanted to go. So we ended up booking a room at the Venetian, and it was a pretty cool place to stay. More on that in a little bit, including the suite that we stayed in and the deal that I got on that suite. And those who know me, those who regularly listen to this podcast, you know that I'm a pretty frugal dude. Let's be honest. I'm very, very frugal. My friends call me cheap. I'm always looking for deals. I cut coupons to save money, but I love it. I love looking for those deals. At the end of the day, I'm a deal maker, and I think that's why I'm always constantly looking for those deals, looking at ways to save money. And here's a good example. Have you been to Subway lately? Holy smokes. I've been on a Subway kick lately, and I can't believe how much the prices have increased for a Subway sub. About a month or so ago, I was super hungry after a workout, and I went to Subway, and we get these Subway coupons in the mail, and we generally cut them and keep them in Janelle's car because I don't typically go out to lunch. I usually pack a lunch, and in this case, I did pack a lunch for work, and I ate my peanut butter and jelly sandwich before I went to work out, and I went for a longer run, and it was really hot outside, and I drove by Subway on my way back to work, and I just thought to myself, man, a Subway sub sounds so good right now. Since I didn't have any coupons with me, I had to pay full price for the sub, and it was $15 for a foot-long sub. No chips, no pop, not even one of those super good cookies. Just the sub, and it was $15 for a foot-long sub. That is absolutely crazy. I want to know what in the heck happened to the $5 footlong subs. I learned my lesson, and now I keep some of those coupons in my truck. In fact, I just cut a coupon yesterday for a $4.99 6-inch sub. That's like a $3 or $4 savings off a 6-inch regular price sub. I just love my coupons. If you're not cutting those Subway coupons and you're eating at Subway, I highly recommend just look in your mailbox every month and get those Subway coupons. You will save some money. But anyways, back to Vegas. On this episode, I'm going to share 5 tips on how you can save money and still have a ton of fun in Las Vegas. So after I pitched this idea to Janelle about celebrating her 40th birthday and going to Las Vegas to celebrate her birthday and see Garth Brooks, I started looking at hotel rooms, and after visiting the Venetian and after visiting with Patrick, the CEO of the Venetian, I knew that's where we wanted to stay. But, you know, I wasn't sure where the pricing was going to come out, so I started looking at rates, and I booked this super cool suite at the Venetian. It's a room that had a pool table in it, and when we got there, we realized that it had a piano too. It was really a room like you would see in the movies, and it was only $260 a night. That's right, this incredible suite at the Venetian, actually at the Palazzo, and it was only about $260 a night. I think the first night was $230, that was a Monday night, and then the next two nights were $277, but averaged out to be about $260 a night, and I could not believe it when I saw the rate, so I booked it, especially knowing that it had a free cancellation policy. It was like a win-win. You couldn't go wrong. Super good deal on the room. And if for some reason you wanted to change your mind, you could, because it had that free cancellation policy. I always, always look for hotels that have a free cancellation policy. And once I book it, I'll periodically check back just to make sure the rate hasn't dropped. And of course, summertime in Vegas, it's hot. But so are some of the deals you can get in Las Vegas during the summer. So my Vegas tip number one, go to Las Vegas during the week in the summer. Yes, it's hot, but the rates are hot too. They are so much better than going during the weekend or other times of the year. And I think it was between probably 115 and 120 degrees the days that we were out there. In fact, I think one of the days hit an all-time record high in Las Vegas. So it was hot. There is no doubt about it, but it was hot back home too. And in Vegas, it's a dry heat, right? That's what they always say. Well, I don't care what anyone says, 115, 120 degrees, even in the dry heat, it is super hot. There's no doubt about it, but it made the swimming pool that much better. And actually just hanging out in the swimming pool was one of the highlights of our trip. Vegas tip number two, when you book a hotel room in Las Vegas or really anywhere else for that matter, book one that has a free cancellation policy. So if the price drops, you can get the better rate. It's also helpful if your plans end up changing. Now, in our case, the opposite happened. We, of course, did not change our plans. And I think this tends to happen more often than not, but the price actually increased as we got closer to the dates of our stay. And I think when I last looked, the suite that we were in was over $500 a night. I was so pumped when I got the deal, when I booked the room, and I was even more pumped when I saw the rate increase so much as we got closer. That was the first time I had a pool table in my hotel room, and it was awesome. The view from the room was awesome. The room itself was awesome. We traveled with some friends, and the group actually came back to our room one night to hang out and play pool. We stopped at Walgreens on our way back to buy some drinks for the room, and it was much cheaper, much, much cheaper than if we would have went and hung out at the bar. So my Vegas tip number three, buy your drinks, especially pregame drinks, at a Walgreens or a CVS or ABC store or another convenience store when you're in Las Vegas. For us, there was a Walgreens right at the Venetian, so it was really convenient. We made a few stops there, and first we bought a bottle of wine, then we stopped the next night before the group came back to our room. It was just super convenient, and we saved a bunch of money by buying our own drinks at the convenience store and bringing those back to the room and just hanging out. For breakfast in the morning, we found a place that had a $6.99 breakfast. That's right, $6.99 for breakfast on the Las Vegas Strip. It included two eggs, breakfast potatoes, and either bacon or sausage. And it was $6.99. The price was just right for me. Now, I will say, the coffee, just a basic coffee, was $4.50. We call that a getcha with a gotcha. But still, overall, the breakfast was cheap, very good. We went there 2 days, both mornings that we were there to have breakfast. And it was about a 3/4 mile walk from the Venetian. And the place was called Blondie's Sports Bar and Grill. It was in the Miracle Mile Shops by Planet Hollywood. So about a 1.5 mile round trip. Great morning walk, great way to get the morning started. And there was another restaurant right across from Blondie's that was advertising a $7.99 breakfast, and then they also had $1 Bloody Marys. It looked good. We didn't check that place out, but I'm sure it was just as good as the breakfast that we had at Blondie's. But $6.99 for a breakfast. That was crazy cheap. My Vegas tip number four, Find food and drink deals. Otherwise, be prepared to spend a lot of money. Las Vegas is no longer a cheap vacation destination. However, there are deals to be found. There are stands all over the place with coupon books. Otherwise, look online. Again, there are some deals out there, but you have to go out and find them. You have to look for them. For lunch, I think we mostly ate in the food court area at the Venetian. We did do some lobster rolls one day. This was in the food court area. They were not cheap, but they were delicious. One of the favorite things that Janelle and I do when we're on vacation is we try to find a lobster roll somewhere. But those lobster rolls are not cheap. And we ended up splurging for dinner on two of the three nights. No coupons there, but it was Janelle's birthday, so we did get free dessert, which was pretty cool. And if you want cheap drinks on the Las Vegas Strip, you have to check out Casino Royale. They had the cheapest drinks we could find on the Strip. Casino Royale is a very old school and not fancy at all, but we loved it there. It's definitely more my style. I've heard that they might be tearing it down soon, but I'm not exactly sure on the details. So if you're heading to Vegas soon, I highly recommend checking out Casino Royale. Again, nothing fancy, very low-key, very old school. And they have the cheapest drinks that we could find on the Las Vegas Strip. During the day, we didn't have a lot planned. I blocked off a few hours to work. Yep, that's right. Even on vacation, I'm working. I'm generally always working on something. Otherwise, I tend to get bored. I am a bit impatient. But I did do a much better job of working a little bit less and enjoying the vacation. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that this is something that I'm working on. Instead of work, or go, 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 which I'm used to doing, I'm trying to enjoy the results of the hard work and the success a little bit more. And I think if you ask Janelle, she would agree that I'm making some good progress. There's always room for improvement, but I am making progress. I even left my phone in the room one day when we went down by the pool, mostly because it was so hot outside, but I still did it. We did a ton of walking around. We checked out the Fremont Street Experience downtown. If you're staying on the Strip, I highly recommend checking out that Fremont Street Experience. If you're staying downtown, you're right there, of course. It's pretty interesting. It gets pretty interesting at night, and you will definitely see some characters, literally, if you're out there day or night. But it's a fun place to check out. Circa's a newer hotel in the downtown area that has one of the best sports books in Vegas. And I would say it definitely has the coolest pool in the Las Vegas area, including huge TV screens to watch sports. We stayed at Circa probably a year or two ago when we were out there for a business trip. Really cool place to stay. The Mob Museum has a cool speakeasy in the basement that we checked out. And the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop from the world famous TV show Pawn Stars is always a fun place to check out. We didn't do it on this trip, but I've been there multiple times on previous trips in that downtown area. And then when we were walking to the speakeasy at the Mob Museum, we walked by this place. It was called, I think, the Grand Casino. We didn't check it out, but next time I go, I'm definitely going to. They were advertising $1 blackjack, $5 craps, and they also had some really cheap food and drink deals. So again, I believe it was called the Grand, something I'm definitely going to check out in the downtown area next time I go back to Las Vegas. And back on the Strip, I would definitely recommend checking out Blake Shelton's new bar and restaurant. It's called Old Red. It's across the street from the Bellagio. It's a multi-level Nashville-style bar with live music. They also had a rooftop with a live DJ, great views of the Bellagio fountain show. We didn't eat there, but they do serve food. It looked pretty good. The drinks weren't cheap, but it's definitely worth checking out, especially if you're into country music. One of the other things we did, and it's my Vegas tip number 5, and that is check out the Pinball Hall of Fame Museum. That's right, Pinball Hall of Fame Museum. It's on the very south end of the Las Vegas Strip. It's past Mandalay Bay on the opposite side of the street near the famous Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign. This place was pretty darn cool. I don't know exactly how many, but I'm guessing they had well over 100, maybe even 200 pinball machines. They had vintage machines. They had newer machines, and they had everything in between. They did also have some other arcade games, but if you like pinball, this is a great place to go. And the best thing about it, it was cheap. These pinball machines were anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar per game, and you actually pay with quarters just like back in the day. And don't worry, they have change machines to change your bills out to quarters. So definitely check out the Pinball Hall of Fame Museum. We went before dinner one night, so we probably only spent about an hour or so there, but I could have easily spent 2 or 3 hours, maybe even more. I will definitely go back. Janelle and I have not taken the kids to Vegas, and we really don't have any plans to, but if you are in the Las Vegas area with kids, this place is definitely worth checking out. Well, there you have it. 5 money-saving tips while still having fun for Las Vegas. Go during the week in the summer. Book a room with a free cancellation policy. Buy your pregame drinks at the store. Scope out food and drink deals. And definitely check out the Pinball Hall of Fame Museum. And while it definitely wasn't cheap, I highly recommend, highly recommend seeing Garth Brooks Plus One live in Las Vegas. It was absolutely incredible. Garth Brooks puts on one heck of a show, and it is worth going to see. Well, that's it for this Las Vegas-themed episode of Scrap Guy Solutions. Thank you so much for listening. Please share with others, give us a like, and provide some feedback. Or if you are interested in being a guest on a future episode, send an email to scrapguysolutions@gmail.com. You can also check out the website, scrapguysolutions.com. Most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Until next time, peace out. 4, 3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise, can't hold me down, I'm too fly. This is my time, ready to shine.